Today we got a story time of a spoiled kid who wrote an essay about how poor people deserve to be poor and then read it aloud in front of everyone in the class. Yeah, I'm as confused as you, dude. Leave a like in the video to claim your free nothing. And let's call the subscriber who sent in today's story. Let's call him Harvey. That's the name of one of my dogs. Let's call him Harvey. Anyways, right, in Harvey's class, there's this kid, and we're just gonna call him the spoiled kid for the rest of the story. You guys know, when I have too many names in my story times, I always mix them up, and it's really confusing for both you and me. But anyways, right, you might be thinking, why is this kid known as the spoiled kid? Because, like, obviously, after what happened in this story, everyone knew him as the spoiled kid. But he was known as the spoiled kid even before this event happened. And the reason why is pretty crazy as well. So basically, a couple years ago, because at this point, Harvey's in fifth grade, but back in second grade, right, you know, the spoiled kid got a grade that he didn't really like on his test, and he was very angry. So he got up in front of everyone in the class, ran up to the teacher, and said, "If you don't change my grade on this assignment, my daddy's gonna sue you. My daddy's a big shot lawyer, and you will lose all your money and be homeless and starve on the streets." Obviously, the kid was sent to, like, the principal, and he had to, like, apologize to the teacher in front of the entire class. But after that moment, right, everyone kind of knew him as the spoiled kid. However, he didn't do anything big and crazy like that for the next 3 years, up until one day during fifth grade. So just to set the scene, there was a pretty big writing assignment. Speaking of a writing assignment, I have a 10-page paper I gotta do kind of soon, dude. I'm not trying to do that. Anyways, though, they had a pretty big writing assignment where they could write about, honestly, whatever they wanted. The whole thing was because they had a whole unit on, like, the English language, so your grammar, your adjectives, your nouns. The whole point was this: can you write something, but also write it, like, correctly? Can the syntax be good? Can your grammar be at least okay? Don't be like me, like cookies. Like, you gotta say I like cookies, like, then you get 100%. But other than that, you could literally write about whatever you wanted. But it was a big essay, and the other part of it was kind of the whole public speaking thing, because, you know, reading your essays aloud in front of everybody is kind of a big thing you do in school. Or at least, if you don't know that, it's going to be true, and unfortunately you're going to have to do it a lot more. So the teacher was like, you know what, let's get the grammar down, and then also, you know, get the public speaking down, get two birds with one stone. Which, by the way, that's a bad analogy. Don't throw stones at birds, dude. But anyways, right, so there was a big essay, and you can write whatever you wanted. So let's just skip ahead to the day that the essay was read, because oh my god was this crazy. So anyways, right, let's just skip ahead to the day where they had to read these aloud in front of everyone. So everyone was kind of nervous, like, to set the scene. There was some jitters because this was a pretty big assignment. And by the way, it's scary to read your paper in front of everyone. And eventually it's Harvey, aka the subscriber's turn. He went up and he wrote a paper about trains or something. I don't know. He likes trains. I don't know, dude. And, you know, it was pretty good, and he was a little nervous, but he felt pretty good about that. But that's pretty run-of-the-mill, nothing that interesting. And then, you know, the thing gets really interesting, right, when the spoiled kid goes up. So Harvey's just sitting in his seat. He is already gone at this point, so, like, he was chilling. Like, he had a, like, I don't know, man, when I was, like, whenever I had to, like, read something or present something in front of everyone, as soon as I got mine out of the way, I was in, like, the best mood ever, and I sat back and relaxed, and Harvey was doing the same. And he watched as the spoiled kid, like, walked up to the front of the room. And what you were supposed to do with this assignment is you were supposed to say the title of your essay and then begin reading it. And let me just say that Harvey knew that he was in for quite the essay as soon as he heard the title of the story. The essay, so the spoiled kid went up there. He said, did a little clearing his throat. He's like, "Hello, I'm going to read you my essay, the title of my essay." Oh boy, dude, strap in. "The title of my essay is Why Rich People Deserve to Be Rich and Poor People Deserve to Be Poor." And at that point, right, Harvey was just sitting there, and he's like, "Wait a minute, is there something in my ear? Is there something in my ear, dude? Because I definitely did not hear that right." He didn't just say what I thought he did. Like, there's no chance. There's not a singular chance that he just said what I thought he did. And then when Harvey realized, like, that he actually, that the title of this kid's essay is legitimately, end quote, "Poor people deserve to be poor and rich people deserve to be rich," he was like, "Oh no, bro, this is not gonna be good." Real quick, comment essay down below if you want to harden your comment. That's the secret word of the day. Submit stories to my Instagram. It's in the description. And turn on notifications so you never miss a video. Anyways, right, so Harvey's just sitting there. And he kind of looks around the class. And he's just looking around to see if anyone else is also like what just happened. And bro, like, he's looking around. And every other kid in that class either wasn't paying attention before and is, like, paying close attention now. Or was paying super close attention before and is just, like, as well, oh no, bro. So the spoiled kid goes on to start talking about starts reading his essay. And he's like, ahem. So it all starts with my first case study, my dad. When my dad was born, he was not born into a rich family, but you know what he was born with? He was born with the rich genes. When he was born, in his blood, he was going to make money. And you know why he made money? Because he was born like that. And now, he's a very successful lawyer. I mean, shout out to, like, you know, when he threatened the spoiled kid threatened to sue the teacher, and his daddy was gonna sue him because he didn't get the grade he wanted. So everyone definitely knew that he was a successful lawyer for that reason. But anyways, the rich kid goes on to say, probably the more controversial, because look, it's very controversial to say you are born rich, right? But it's even more controversial to say if you're poor, it's because you're born that way and you just stay that way. At this point, right, he goes on to say, and yes, like, some people, like, they feel bad for poor people, but honestly, I do not, because they are born that way. And Harvey's just sitting there, bro, and he's just like, dude, what is coming out of this kid's mouth? Like, he hasn't said anything crazy since second grade. Has this been just, like, bottling up? Has he just been, like, bottling up all the nonsense and decides to spew it out in front of everyone for a graded assignment? Anyways, right, the spoiled kid goes on and ends up finishing up his essay saying, if you're poor, don't feel bad about it, you know, you were just born, like, less superior than my parents. And at this point, right, everyone was like, hey, bro, what are you saying? He's like, yes, you know. And then his final essay, he's like, the final part of the essay is how he explains that some people were born just to be better and born to be rich, and other people were born to be worse and they are just going to be poor, and that there's nothing you can do about it, and that it just sucks. And he's like, he feels bad, but he also doesn't, because, like, he couldn't control it as much as how the rest of the poor class basically couldn't control it. And Harvey is sitting here like, dude, this is, like, straight up, like, A-tier comedy. However, it's not ironic, so it's also A-tier scary. Like, oh my god, what is happening? And Harvey looks at the teacher, and the teacher just has this, like, very, like, what do I do look on his face. Because I don't think the teacher was about to call him out, but the teacher also was, like, not about to be like, yes, A+, fantastic work, all your points are solid. So anyways, right, the spoiled kid finishes up his story, and, like, he's just like, all right, thank you very much. And he just walks to sit back down, and everyone is just silent. Like, normally there's a bit of, like, applause, a little bit of talking. The teacher was like, thank you, good job, whoever's up next. No, it was dead silence, dude. Like, no one was talking. It was completely silent. And the teacher is just, you know, the teacher honestly is like, all right, who's up next? Kind of just, like, brushes past it because he's just not trying to deal with it right there. But anyways, right, you know, a couple days later, Harvey, like, hears from his mom, because he tells his mom all about this, and his mom's like, are you serious? But anyways, a couple days later, Harvey's at, like, the dinner table, and his mom's like, oh, like, did you hear about, like, or, like, I just heard something, like, related to the whole thing that happened a couple days ago. And Harvey's like, oh, really, what happened? So apparently, right, you know, the teacher decided to, you know, forward the essay to the spoiled kid's parents, kind of to be like, hey, like, can you, like, I don't know, the material in here is a little alarming. I don't necessarily know what to do. Like, I feel like this is something, like, you guys might want to handle. And apparently, right, the teacher got an email back from the parents, and the parents are like, can you highlight where the material here is harm or is, like, distressful or harming or, like, disturbing? Like, we're failing to see what's wrong with this essay. And the teacher just didn't even follow up to that email, didn't say, like, oh, it's here, or be like, oh, my mistake. The teacher basically just did not respond to that, realizing that the parents are completely basically crazy, right? And the teacher, a couple days later, you know, Harvey hears again from, like, someone else that, like, the teacher eventually graded the papers. Someone kind of, like, got into the papers or something, was able to see all the grades or whatever. And apparently, right, you know, the teacher gave, you know, the spoiled kid a pretty decent grade because the grammar and the execution was good. However, he did write a very, the teacher wrote a very long-winded comment on the side of the paper saying, hey, like, your grammar was perfect here. However, the material is very, like, disturbing to me. Here is why, if you want to talk about it later.